بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 29, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Quds Day. In the first part of this speech, Imam Khamenei expressed his gratitude for the Iranian nation for their participation in Quds Day. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure household, especially the remnants of God on earth. Greetings to the great Iranian nation who has created an epic in the literal sense of the word today. Greetings be upon our late magnanimous Imam, who was the architect of this auspicious foundation for eternity. As far as I know, and according to what I have witnessed today, the presence of the people throughout the country has been an epic turnout in the pure sense of the word. It was magnificent. The people entered the arena with complete motivation. This great movement of the people is something big and is a blessing. Your presence in the political and public areas of defending Quds is a true defense of Quds. This is a true defense. Those who are defending Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first Qibla, direction for prayer of the Muslims, with their bodies and souls will be encouraged with your movement. They will gain energy and become more resistant, and with God's grace, the Palestinian cause and the great Palestinian fight is close to its final conclusion, which will be a blessed conclusion, God willing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Today, I will speak about certain points about Quds and Palestine with our dear Palestinian brothers, and I will say this part in Arabic. I have spoken at length about this matter with our own people many times. Today, I wish to address the Palestinian brothers and the entire world of Islam, in particular our Arab brothers. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon the Master of all humanity and the most honorable human being, our Master Muhammad al-Mustafa, the last messenger, upon his immaculate progeny, upon his chosen companions, and upon those who follow them until the Day of Judgment. Greetings to all Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the world. Greetings to the youth of the world of Islam. Greetings to the courageous, zealous youth of Palestine, and upon all the people of Palestine. Once more, Quds Day has arrived. Holy Quds calls all Muslims in the world. The truth is that as long as the surprising criminal Zionist regime is dominating over Quds, all days of the year should be considered to be Quds Day.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. From all the ways that were wrong, indeed you gave me hope.